from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Costos was just with us, the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. We asked him about the division. We asked him about the Browns. We asked him about the AFC. We asked him about tonight, Baltimore, Kansas City. But the thing you didn't want to talk about, Andy, your Cleveland Heights Tigers.
I know. All right, so let me give you this story because this is causing just a major, major scene on social media.
Is this bad?
I don't know because I'm hearing rumblings that this is what people believe.
Oh,
and then I've just got to shoot down all the rumors just like Travis and Taylor have to. I feel bad for them. You know, Travis is not happy about the story that came out. They're saying that there's a PR firm out there that said that they had all these rules and they're trying that they set this whole thing up and that they weren't dating. And I shouldn't say that they weren't dating. It's just that they have a breakup date, which is the farthest thing from what I've heard.
What do you mean a breakup date?
Like they have a date where they were going to break up.
Why you set a date for that?
Because it's a PR thing. It's like people who think that this whole thing is fake think that because...
Just to put them both front and center?
Yeah.
Like either one needed it?
It's true. I mean, she definitely didn't need it.
Neither did he. No.
I'm sorry, man.
You with us over there?
Yeah,
today?
No, I drank some water, and I can't get it out.
All right.
So there are just all kinds of the other rumors about this thing is that, you know, September 28th is allegedly the day that they had said that they had planned on
what day?
Breaking.
September 28th.
Yeah.
God, let me. Put
Which
that
is
on the
also
calendar.
This is where the problem where it comes in for me is it's also a Hall of Fame induction weekend at Cleveland Heights High School.
Oh
so
my goodness!
They think that Travis is breaking up with her so that he could come back for the. For
just
the Hall
to be
of Fame
there for you?
Just for me, yeah. And so I'm just like, this is insane.
Are you mentioned in all the internet rumors about it?
You know, I just...
28th, because Andy Baskett is being inducted into the Cleveland Heights Hall of Fame.
That weekend, yeah. It's a big weekend at Cleveland Heights. I'm so excited.
They buying pizza for you?
No. I don't. Maybe, hopefully.
Is this the reason why Jeff and I aren't giving your speech?
No.
You guys are out, man.
Did you hear what Andy just said? Are they buying pizza for you? No, maybe.
I hope so. That'd be good. Well, there's a number of events that are
He's
going on.
He's trying to bump you and I for a Kelsey to give the speech.
You know, it's
horrible.
No, maybe.
Before they have the parade on Cedar and Lee, and it'll be a parade in a circle at Cedar and Lee, just right there, like maybe even around the track. That'd be great.
Hmm.
There are many parts of the event, and I'm sure that people are thinking that, you know, Travis is coming back and Jason to give the introduction to when I get my black and gold jacket rather than the gold jacket they hand out.
You get a jacket?
They asked me what size t-shirt I wear.
You going to wear your Letterman's jacket back?
I don't have my Letterman's jacket. It's gone. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's somewhere in Montana.
Did your mom throw it away? Oh, really?
Yeah, it's somewhere in Montana. Yeah.
So somebody in Montana is walking around with a Cleveland Heights jacket.
Well,
this is where Travis Kelce went.
That's exactly right. You know, they're looking at different letters on there, but that's okay. I want to dispel all the rumors that because this Travis Kelce Taylor Swift breakup date is allegedly September 28th, which happens to be the same weekend as the Cleveland Heights High School Hall of Fame induction ceremony. There is no tie to either one of those. I want to go on the record with that.
Okay
thank you.
Well, that's
better.
Good to know. I'm glad that you're not getting in the way of true love.
Well, I'm telling you, everything that I've heard is they still to this day really like each other.
I'm sure they do, Andy.
And that all the stuff that's
not
out there
me,
now,
it's you.
It's garbage. From what I'm hearing, it's garbage.
We'll remain friends.
Wow. We didn't have a prenup going into this thing, so we're good. But last night on the Jonathan Peterlin last night was talking about it, and they were talking about whether the whole relationship was made up in the first place.
Did you call in?
No.
Because you, hey, it's not me. It's you. It's me.
I know someone.
Not
that,
me. It's you.
I know someone that
wait
is.
Wait a minute. It's not you. It's me.
I know someone who is personally friends with not only Travis, which I have a lot of friends that are friends with him, but friends with Taylor too.
Ding.
And the word they
friends
always use
with Tay Tay.
Yeah, that they are
wow.
Smitten. Still, smitten was the word.
Smitten.
Smitten was the word for each other. So
nice.
I mean, why go to all the trouble to even be in this relationship in the first place if they'd have to go through all this garbage?
You know? Well, you know. If you're Travis, you get to tour the country and the world and see some cool concerts.
He could travel the country and the world all he wants. He could good tickets. He just got $100 million for the New Heights podcast.
You're hanging out with Taylor Swift.
Let's get that on.
If it weren't for Tay-Tay, is he getting $100 million? I mean, their podcast is terrific. They're great.
Their podcast was number one before he was dating her.
Are they getting $100 million without Taylor Swift? 216-474-0092.
That podcast was number one before they were dating. Let's not forget that. Yes.
So, in other words, she's benefiting from hanging out with a guy from Heights.
The NFL is definitely benefiting from it.
So, Nick Costos was with us a little bit ago. He didn't want to touch that one. But he did say Kansas City in the AFC. He thinks it's the Chiefs again. But then he said Houston and the New York Jets.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think?
Houston and the New York Jets. I think those are interesting. Are you buying the Jets?
I think the Jets have some talent. Their defense is pretty good. If Aaron Rodgers comes back, Andy, they have Garrett Wilson. They have Breece Hall. They have some really good young skill position guys around Aaron Rodgers. If he's okay and plays about 80% of what he played in Green Bay, I'll bet they'll be good. But to be honest, I don't think most folks are thinking about the New York Jets as a team to deal with in the AFC. Nick Costo says, oh, beware.
Not to put this in jeopardy for him, but coming off of a season injury like last year, how old is Aaron Rodgers? You know what I'm saying? At 40 years old, you're wondering, can he still do this?
Dude gets rid of the ball quickly.
I know he does. And he'll be protected by the rules, that's for sure.
I would think so. And he's got Garrett Wilson,
Jets.
Who's really good, and he's got Breece Hall, who's really good.
Are you buying the Jets, Dan? I can't buy the Jets.
Ask me like week six, because I need to see Aaron Rodgers actually take a drop back and throw passes.
Yeah, we haven't seen him in two years.
And let's be real honest, guys. If we had to pick the worst possible place to have an aging roster, it's probably MetLife Stadium in wherever it is now. I can't even remember. Somewhere in Jersey. That turf is horrible, and it continues to cause all sorts of injuries to all sorts of guys. Is that really the place you want to be to have old players with old quarterbacks? Is somewhere where the turf isn't exactly helping the cause?
I agree. East Rutherford, isn't it?
East Rutherford. You are right. Yeah. It is East Rutherford. Thank you.
No, I just Yeah, that turf is a mess, isn't it?
I mean, he's Aaron Rodgers.
They do have a good defense, though.
He's the greatest quarterback I've ever watched in my life. But he's also 40, and he's coming off of an Achilles injury.
40. Like, he's an old man. He's 40.
I mean,
he's an old quarterback.
Well, he's 36. Old. Yeah, he's old. I've never played football, and it's a firework show. Every morning I have to get out of bed. It's just kink, 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 kink.
It's amazing how those joints will snap.
Amen, brother. I get that one. I've heard that you've used Aaron Rodgers therapies before, too, to make yourself feel better.
So
I'm on some right now. It's how I've gotten through the first hour and a half of the show.
Ah, I thought you were going to say through your first hour. But you have to have an anniversary coming up on this show, too.
Here, Dan, have a mushroom and go lock yourself in a dark room.
How many years have you been on our show?
Too many. I mean, he can't count anymore.
You'll throw out a number, and I'll tell you, it feels like triple that amount.
You know, he is the Kevin Stefanski. He is, to this show, what Kevin Stefanski is to the Browns, the longest tenured head coach since 99.
Yeah.
He's the longest tenured coach in our 13 years. Longest tenured producer in our 13 years.
A chunk of the listening audience wants me fired. Another chunk is fine with me. Everybody outside thinks I'll be fired if you have a bad year. I love it. Yeah, let's do it.
Folks are fine with him?
No. Fired after you missed the most important part.
Then I asked Nick about the AFC North. He went Cincinnati on us. Okay, he went Cincinnati.
He does not like Baltimore. I was shocked by that.
And then I said, because he didn't like Baltimore. And then I said, so the Browns number two? And he said, no, Baltimore. So he's putting the Browns as the third most likely team in the
division.
Deshaun
has to prove it.
But not by much.
We could sit here and talk about the Browns all day long about everything. But Deshaun has to prove it. He just doesn't have enough games under his belt for the last couple of years here in Cleveland. That's all there. I mean, really, that's what it comes
down
to.
I couldn't agree more. Drake is in Cleveland. Hi, Drake.
Drake! Drake.
You got to yell, Drake. Now you've got to talk. Drake, good to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, Drake?
Drake?
Close that car door, Drake. We heard the either that or buckle
maybe
up
he was
your
getting
seat
gas.
Belt.
I bet he was getting gas.
Was he? And now he's mad at you because you yelled.
No, I didn't yell. I was just like, Drake! Like, friendly kind of. Like, Jeff!
Is that what that was?
Yeah. Madigan!
Oh, I hate the fact that everything Jake. About our football team comes down to one guy this year. And guess what? I can't argue that point.
Isn't every team like that, though, in
no,
some way?
No. There are no questions in... What's the big question with Houston? Is it C.J. Stroud? No, I bet it's more Stephon Diggs. You figure CJ's going to be good, right?
I asked the question the wrong way. I mean, but you're only always as good as your quarterback, right?
Well, that's hard to argue with. But in this case, we don't know how good our quarterback is, right? That's what's hard to argue with.
Yeah, I think about other teams. You know, if Carson Wentz is leading Kansas City, do you have the same feeling?
I think Carson Wentz could actually do a nice job leading Kansas City.
He'd be okay.
Because their situation's really good. You know, it would be drop him in there, a lot of experience, and let him run this really good team. That's what I think that would be.
It's just that Mahomes extends plays like I've never seen any quarterback extend a play like him before. I mean, just wild pitches down.
A guy named Favre did a pretty good job, too.
I'd take Mahomes.
I didn't say I wouldn't.
Oh,
I just said a guy named Favre did a pretty good job. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. Daryl's going to join us next. Who's starting at left tackle? And who should be starting at tackle when everybody's healthy? I'm going to pick Daryl's brain on that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.